Several wildfires are burning in the interior, including a growing blaze east of Delta Junction. Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the Healy Lake Fire made a major push west toward Delta beginning late Wednesday night and increased in size from 2,000 to up to 6,000 acres.
Sort of switched directions last night at around midnight, and it did bump up against the Tanana River, and it spotted across the Tanana River.
Mowry says officials are working today to get a more accurate map of how much the fire has grown. He credits firefighters with stopping the fire's advance across the river toward Delta.
Forestry personnel and volunteer fire departments with a load of hot shots that were in Delta, they responded. They had a couple bulldozers out there, and they were able to get these spot fires that spotted over into a stringer of spruce.
Mowry says an area of agricultural fields shields Delta from the fire area, but managers want to keep the flames east of the Tanana River. Firefighters are also working to protect recreational cabins along the lake. The uninhabited village of Healy Lake is on the opposite side of the water from the fires and is not threatened. Another lightning-caused wildfire well north of Healy Lake is being allowed to burn. Mowry says it's a matter of resources and priorities.
Fire is like on the border of a full and limited suppression area, and we're going to keep an eye on it, but we currently don't have the resources to address that fire and the fact that there's no structures threatened.
Meanwhile, the Tanana Slough Fire near Dot Lake is now 30% contained. The fire increased slightly to 718 total acres yesterday, but remains on an island in the Tanana River.